80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. For the first time, Americans will hear from President Biden after his decision to drop out of the presidential race. He'll deliver a primetime address in just a few hours. Earlier today, presumptive nominee Kamala Harris held an event in Indianapolis, speaking at one of the nation's historically black sororities. Tonight, Donald Trump holding his first rally since Biden announced he was stepping aside. ABC's Mary Alice Parks says the Trump campaign now working to change strategy.
It's one thing when you're speaking to your base, but Republicans have believed that they can sort of cross the aisle, that they can, for instance, make inroads with the African-American community, can make inroads with suburban women. And if he veers into the more personal attacks, he could really put that at risk.
Protesters in Washington, D.C. today demanding a ceasefire in Gaza as Israel's prime minister delivered a speech to members of Congress defending Israel's war in Gaza and urging the U.S. to continue its support. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
An attempted traffic stop that happened late Tuesday night led to a manhunt for a suspect who is thought to be armed and dangerous. According to a news release from the Sauk County Sheriff's Office, a Sauk Prairie police officer attempted to stop a red minivan suspected of being driven by an intoxicated driver around 11 p.m. That vehicle drove away, driving recklessly at high speeds on Highway 78. A few minutes later, a Sauk County deputy spotted the minivan on Highway 113 near County Road DL and followed it toward Baraboo. Stop sticks were used southeast of Baraboo on Highway 113 and Water Street near Manchester Road, but the vehicle avoided them and continued north at high speeds, eventually crashing a short distance later. As deputies arrived at the crash scene, the male driver fired gunshots at them before running into a wooded area. One deputy suffered a minor injury during that incident. The suspect is 32-year-old Jeffrey Edward Miller, who has yet to be located. Miller is described as a white man with short or shaved brown hair and a medium-length beard. He has ties to the Sauk and Juneau County areas. If anyone has information regarding Miller's location, they are asked to contact the Sauk County Sheriff's Office at 608-355-4495 or the Sauk County Crime Stoppers at 1-888-8-TIP-SAUK. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high around 80. Heat and humidity building into the weekend. Sunny in low 80s Friday, mid-80s for Saturday and Sunday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday night into Monday. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 75 degrees.
99.7
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave joining you after 5 p.m. I don't know that I'm the radio sheriff, Aaron. I don't know what that means either. Here is Aerosmith on Max FM.
Max FM.
The heat is on the street. tuned to the cockpit radio glare. Soon as the shy wrinkles out of their hair, the jet pilot waves.
Shall we don't like it? Bunk, Casper, Bunk, Casper. Shall we don't like it? Bunk, Casper, Bunk, Casper. Shall we don't like it?
He thinks it's not kosher.
Bunk, Casper, Bunk, Casper. Shall we don't like it?
Fundamentally can't take it.
'80s, '90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Graff with you. It's Wednesday night. It's National Tequila Day. Aaron was just talking about that with me a few minutes ago. I can't believe it's National Tequila Day. I didn't even know that. As he's sitting there telling me about that, and then I'm thinking, you know what sounds good? An ice cold blended margarita. Not ice cold beer tonight. A nice ice cold margarita blended. I'm not a big fan of it over the ice, but I think I might have one of those with dinner tonight, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, National Tequila Day. I love tequila, you know. I saw something online about soaking watermelon in tequila and then putting salt on it, and it's kind of its own margarita. I don't think it works. I'll be brutally honest with you. If you've ever tried that, please text in and let me know. Coming up, we will have a look at sports news by Roxette on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
The defense won the day for the third straight day at Packers training camp today. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Without quarterback Jordan Love again, the Packers' backup quarterbacks intercepted several times, and that meant more push-ups for the offense at the conclusion of practice. Packers off on Thursday. They'll return to practice on Friday. Brewers trying to close out their series with the Cubs with a victory today. William Contreras drove in the go-ahead run with a double in the top of the ninth at Wrigley. The Brewers trying to close it out in the bottom half. They lead 3-2 over Chicago. Brewers also put outfielder Christian Yelich on the 10-day injured list with lower back inflammation. Yelich says he will see a specialist in the coming days to see what is next. Salt Lake City formally awarded the 2034 Winter Olympic Games following a Wednesday vote by the IOC in Paris. Midwest League last night, Beloit grabbed their series opener from Wisconsin 3-2. Game two of that six-game series is tonight in Beloit. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
Hits 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to keep those on Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line handy. That number is 608-355-9970. A great way to request music and win contests. Here's Hall & Oates on Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
The hammer, you're talking about a show that's hot and tight. Singles are sweating so fast. That's word, because you know you can't touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down. Touch this. Look, man, you can't touch this. You better get a hype, boy, because you know you can't touch this. Ring the bell, school's back in. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Hammer time. Every time you see me, the hammer's just so hype.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Graham with you on Wednesday night. It is back. Old Fashioned Day and Made in Baraboo Market. August 10th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the Courthouse Square. Local crafters and artisans take over the square. We have a chicken drop, live music, business sidewalk sales. Go to downtownbaraboo.com for more information. Again, Old Fashioned Day and Made in Baraboo Market is back on August 10th, downtown Baraboo. Coming up, we will have a look at weather news by Pat Benatar on Max FM.
Are you in search of an extraordinary experience for your bachelorette or bachelor party? Or an exciting night that combines sipping on a cold brew with the thrill of competition? Look no further than Asgard Axe and Tap in Wisconsin Dells. This unique venue has an impressive 24 craft beers on tap, a full-service restaurant, 14 axe throwing lane, and an unlimited arcade. Call 608-432-3505 today. Unleash your inner Viking. Your adventure awaits at Asgard Axe and Tap.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, jewelry, and much more for women and men. Check out their new tween section for children's sizes 10 and up. Woman owned and operated, Amber Lux's Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added weekly, so stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider, and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
Step back in time with Tin Roof Dairy, Baraboo's gym for sweet treats. Indulge in our 32 flavors of creamy ice cream or sip on our nostalgic homemade sodas poured by Uniform Soda Jerks. Celebrate your birthday with us and enjoy a free ice cream treat. Visit Tin Roof Dairy on 3rd Avenue for a delightful blast from the past. Open Tuesday to Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Call us at 608-448-4004 or find us online at tinroofdairy.com. Tin Roof Dairy, where every scoop is a memory made.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to smash a computer with a baseball bat or take a sledgehammer to a pile of dishes? How about squirting paint all over a canvas or a friend? If letting off steam in a unique way appeals to you, contact Disorderly Conduct Rage Room in Sauk City. Rage rooms are perfect for work parties, bachelor, bachelorette parties, divorce parties, and more. Rage rooms are for those ages 16 and up, and paint splatter rooms are open to all. Go to disorderlyconductragerooms.com to book your session.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high around 80. Heat and humidity building into the weekend, sunny in low 80s Friday, mid 80s for Saturday and Sunday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday night into Monday. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 74 right now. 99.7
We'll be right back.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Sweet dreams of rhythm and dancing. Sweet dreams of passion through the night. Sweet dreams are taking over. Sweet dreams of dancing through the night.
Wednesday night, our 50-minute music hour continues with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts on Max FM.
I saw him dancing there by the record machine. I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me. Till it wouldn't be long that he was with me. Home where we can be alone. The next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Let's do it. On the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey. Rolling down the street, I saw this girl when she was pumping. I winked my eyes, got into the ride, went to a club, was jumping. Introduced myself as Lo, she said, you're a liar. I said, I got it going on, baby doll, and I'm on fire. Took her to the hotel, she said, you're the king. I said, be my queen, if you know what I mean, and let's do the wild thing. Wow. Wild thing. Shopping at the mall, looking for some gear to buy. I saw this girl, she gonna rock my world, and I had to adjust my fly. She looked at me and smiled and said, you have plans for the night? I said, hopefully if things go well, I'll be with you tonight. So we journeyed to a house, one thing led to another.
I get in the door, I go hit the floor, looked up and it was a mother. I didn't know what to say, I was hanging by a string. She said, hey you too, I was once like you and I like to do the wild thing. Wild thing. She loved to do the wild thing. Wild thing. Please, baby, baby, please. Posse in effect. Hanging out, it's always hype. And with me and the crew, leave a shindig. I'm with a girl who's just my type. Saw this luscious little frame. I ain't lying, fella, she was fine. This sweet young Miss Cole gave me a kiss and I knew that she was mine. Took her to the limousine and still parked outside. I tipped the chauffeur when it was over and I gave her my own ride. Didn't get her off my jock, she was like static cling. But that's what happens when body starts slapping from doing the wild thing. Wild thing. She wanted to do the